That is all the time that we have for this week. Shea Spillane.
I love you all.
I am Derek Gary. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Until next time, stay safe.
Get a power increase, and we should get a better release. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. We would be so awesome. Everybody would hear us.
Happy Valentine's Day.
We love you.
We do. We love you so much for spending Valentine's Day with you. Welcome. It's On the Town with Mikey D.
Hello.
Pam.
And I'm Jason.
Hi. It's 9 o'clock. You're listening to WMFO Medford, or WMFO in Medford. And we're delighted that you're spending some time with us. It's 91.5. You can also find us online. If you're listening to this now, however, you've found us. Congratulations. It's Valentine's Day.
Good for you.
Good for you. You made it happen.
I like them. They're nice.
They're nice kids. So we'll be here with you until midnight. Idle Pilot are setting up in the in Studio D, named for Mikey D. And they'll be performing live for you during the 10 o'clock hour and then having a little chit-chat with us to talk about the shows that they have coming up, which we're very excited about. Apart from that, however, and apart from you and apart from me, I'd asked for requests songs about love, songs about heartbreak. And lo and behold, people have a lot of favorite songs about having their hearts smushed.
Yeah, I mean, people relate to music in that way. They relate to music in that way, that's, Pam.
I find it fascinating, I gotta say.
It's therapeutic. Come on.
And it's cheaper than therapy, am I right?
Seriously. For reals.
For reals.
That's what the kids say these days.
This is just going to be our grandmothers hanging out with each other, channeling themselves through us.
So nice through these headphones.
Louise and Marie are happy to be with you here tonight.
So what do we got queued up here?
Queued up right here, it's one of my favorite songs. It was also a request, so I'm not cheating. It's all local music. By local, I mean all of New England. We're pretty open-minded as far as that goes. Right up here, this is a song by a band called Buffalo Tom. Breathe it in.
Taillights fade.
Watch my taillights fade to Overworked and unachieving. Come to think of you as leaving.
Yeah. You Want to Be a Woman, But You're More of a Man. Right there, Ramona Silver, song Woman off their album Ultrasound. Prior to that, Gigolo Aunt, Super Ultra Wicked Mega Love. And Buffalo Tom, our darling sweethearts there with Tail Lights Fade, starting us off.
I'd like to thank Bill for writing that song. I mean, it's timeless.
It's a pretty fantastic song.
Yeah.
By a fantastic band.
And by the way, Gigolo Ants is how I would say it from where I'm from in New Jersey.
In New Jersey, yeah. Right. But this is a New England show.
So it's Gigolo Aunts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm still learning after 15 years.
You never stop learning.
Nope.
Never stop learning, Jay. Did you want to teach us something during this break?
What, is this PSA time?
It might be.
Oh, well, let me tell you about Food Not Bombs, Pam, okay?
Tell me.
Food Not Bombs is a loose-knit group of independent collectives serving free vegan and vegetarian food to others.
What?
Food Not Bomb recovers and shares free vegan or vegetarian food with the public without restriction in over 1,000 cities around the world to protest war, poverty, and the destruction of the environment.
Hot diggity.
These are great people.
It's true.
Each group is independent and invites everyone to participate in making decisions for their local chapter using the consensus process. Food Not Bombs is dedicated to taking nonviolent direct action to change society so no one is forced to stand in line to eat at a soup kitchen, expressing a commitment to the fact that the food is a right and not a privilege. For more information, visit foodnotbombs.net. It's a public service message from Food Not Bombs and WMFO Medford Tufts University, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thank you, Jay. You've educated us tonight.
I can't breathe.
I can't breathe. There's a PSA in there about breathing.
Really?
I think. Yeah. I can't asthma? Remember what it's about. It's either asthma or cigarettes.
Well, maybe I'll have my grandma read that one next time.
Louise is in the house. So you're listening to WMFO. We got some more music for you. Are we ready for a little more music, Jay?
Always. It's what we do.
Do you know what I have for you right now?
I can't see because I'm elderly.
I can't see. It's Ad Frank. This is another request. Again, we're here with you, for you, on Valentine's Day. And tonight, we have Idle Pilot setting up. They're going to perform for you live during the 10 o'clock hour, about an hour or so. They're going to be performing live from Studio D.
Amazing Beards.
They are the Amazing Beards is actually the subtitle
of their
band. The
Amazing Beards from Lowell is their nickname.
We're the Amazing Beards, also known as Idle Pilot. They'll be performing for you live from Studio D. But primarily tonight, we have all requests of local music about love and heartbreak. And right up here, you're going to have to make your decision as to which this one is. It's by Mr. Ad Frank. Off his album, Mr. Fancy Pants, and the song is The Ticket Was Non-Refundable.
I don't choke on the lump in my throat. I might hang by the knot in my stomach. I'm
That's right. In a jar. From Dinosaur Jr.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And my favorite part of that song is when it kind of splits off with someone just kind of moaning and screaming, echo moaning in the background towards the end.
The moaning and screaming is everyone's favorite part.
So Pam, I'm Jason, by the way.
Hi, Jason.
Pam's husband.
I'm Pam. You're listening to WMFO Medford. It's 9:30 p.m.
And, you know, we both live in Arlington.
We do.
In the same place. Mm-hmm. And that bike path runs by and behind our house
that's
there.
That's right.
And you were walking on said bike path, and you saw one Jay Maskus go by on one of those weird bikes.
It was a recumbent bike.
I mean, you can't miss him.
He was going at a fair clip.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know, he's like a Lord of the Rings character. I mean, you can't miss him.
He's pretty gloriously Gandalf.
Yeah, that hair.
Yeah, just flowing behind him.
So,
like a halo.
If anyone knows Jay Maskus, and confirm he has a connection to Arlington, because we think it was him. We're pretty sure it was him. It's hilarious.
Or, you know, was making his way back to Lexington.
Maybe.
Or further, you know?
Yeah. I think Walden he's a rock star, so he's more Lexington material.
You think he's Lexington material?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that guy's definitely Lexington material, I gotta
say. I'm just kidding, but I don't know.
I'm just kidding.
WMFO.
WMFO. Before Dinosaur Jr., we heard from Robin Lane and the Chartbusters, no relation, with their song She Wants You Back. And we started off that set with Ad Frank. The ticket was non-refundable off the album Mr. Fancy Pants. As we mentioned earlier, every song tonight are requests.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Right out of your mouth. And what a delight that is.
It is.
I gotta say.
And it's delightful for those who are making said requests.
Yes, and I'm delighted by them sharing those requests with us. Yeah, we have more music coming up, more requests. We got here actually a track from Corn Ashley, the song that he recorded with Tanya Donnelly for his latest album, Broken Biscuits, which is a fabulous album. The song is called Wind Up Boy. As you may know, Corin had a stroke a while back. He has recovered from that, and he wrote a really great article about his experience in an online web-based magazine. I believe it was called Stroke. Let me just make sure.
This is like sitting on the couch. This is what you do at home.
I just want to make sure. You leave me alone, mister. It's called Stroke Smart. And I posted a link to the article. It's on page 16 that Corin wrote, and it's a neat article about his experience as a singer songwriter musician, recovering from a stroke. But regardless, this is a fabulous song. It's by request. It's for Valentine's Day. Tonight, you are all our Valentines. So thank you for that. Thank you for spending tonight with us.
It's very sincere.
I mean it.
I know you mean it. That was very sincere.
From the bottom of
y'all
my heart.
Y'all should appreciate that.
Right up here, Corin Ashley, Wind Up Boy, off the album Broken Biscuits.
The Museum of Science presents A Mirror Maze, Numbers and Nature, an interactive and immersive new traveling exhibit that exposes and explains the mathematical patterns that surround us every day in the natural world. From the nested spirals of a sunflower's seeds to the ridges of a majestic mountain range to the layout of the universe. The 1,700-square-foot elaborate mirror maze includes an immersive theater, plenty of hands-on activities for the whole family, plus fun dead ends, and a small secret room hidden within. Throughout this interactive experience, you'll come to appreciate the beauty of our world through numbers. For more information about the Mirror Maze exhibit, which is included with exhibit hall's admission, as well as everything else that's going on at the Museum of Science, check out the museum's website at mos.org. That's mos.org, or call 617-723-2500. This has been a public service message from the Museum of Science and your math and science-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Lines. I'm Did you get what you wanted? Was it worth it, baby? Was it worth it? Tell me, darling. Tell me, darling. 'Cause I feel like I need stitches when I'm with you. My heart feels like it's falling.
Their song Ragdoll off their album My Own Hero. And Lily Black are my own hero. They're so nice. And that was a very nice song from them.
Super talented kids.
That's right. Gosh darn it. you're listening to WMFO Medford. My name is Pam.
And I'm Jason.
This is On the Town with Mikey D. We are on here, not we personally, but the show is on every Wednesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight. Every Wednesday night, the second Wednesday of the month, it's me. I'm here. Hello. Jason's here with me tonight. And you're going to be back in a couple weeks, aren't you?
I am. Ta-da! I'm training to be my own thing here.
His own DJ. He's his own grandpa.
Hey. Hey, son. Hey, grandpa. See, I'm my own grandpa.
You are.
It's, you like
that? It's a real thing that really happened. Speaking of real things that really happened, we just did a world premiere of the new Flight of Fire single, Sick in Love. It just came out today because it's Valentine's Day, and it's a Valentine's Day song. And I'm just delighted that Flight of Fire reached out to me and said, hey, fancy this. We have a new song. You have a show tonight. And I'm just pleased as punch. Thank you, Flight of Fire, for scooting that along to me. And you can get a hold of Sick in Love by tracking down Flight of Fire online. They got a Facebook page, they got a website, they are on Bandcamp. So find them and find their music and go to see them because they are lovely.
They're doing all the right things.
All the things. All of the things. Speaking of all the things, number one from Voight Kampff, before that. The delightful Voight Kampff.
Is that John Voight? Is that a John Voight?
Not
reference?
John Voight. No, okay. No. Voight Kampff. The Voight Kampff machine is from Blade Runner, I believe.
Oh, it is.
Right?
Wow, that tickled my memory.
It's coochie coochie coo.
Coochie coo. Your brain.
You got a little brain coochie coo from Voight Kampff with number one. And number one of that particular block of songs right there, block of hits for you. Corn Ashley, Wind Up Boy featuring Tanya Donnelly off Corn's album Broken Biscuits, which is just a delight. It's coming up on the 10 o'clock hour. It is still WMFO Medford. In another half hour or so, you're going to be hearing live music from Idle Pilot, but before that we have more requests. It's all requests tonight for music about love, the lovelorn, hearts and heartaches, hearts and crosses, candy hearts, candy canes.
Candy hearts are made right up the street in Revia.
A Schraft's, right?
Revia. No, not Schraft's. It's another confectionery company. Schraft's is just a building now. Terrible story.
They don't make the candy hearts anymore?
No, not anymore. They
Who
just
makes
have
the candy hearts?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Oh.
I don't even know if we could talk about it because this is public radio.
Oh.
Right? Think about it, Pam. Oh!
I'm mildly terrified. Speaking of mildly terrified, did you know that there is a band called the Massachusetts Love Song Warriors?
This is perfect for Valentine's Day.
Right?
For aggressive lovers.
Well, your friend, Johanna?
Oh, yeah.
From college, right?
Yep, absolutely. Lovely.
From Ayer, Massachusetts.
Ayer.
Did you know that the Massachusetts Love Song Warriors have a song for pretty much every town in Massachusetts,
That's
including
amazing.
Ayer?
That's very John Linnell of them. It's like something they might be Giants
exactly.
would do.
Exactly. They might be the Massachusetts Love Song Warriors.
Say that four times fast as you can.
I shan't.
That's disgusting.
So, no.
I gotcha.
You'll leave me alone.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Just stop it.
Oof.
Woof. So, by request, going out to our dear friend, this particular song from the Massachusetts Love Song Warriors is called I Love to Stare at Girls from Ayer, Massachusetts. Yeah?
Yeah, do it. There you go.
I love to stare at the girls from Ayer. Yes, I love to stare at the girls from Ayer. They look so good in the clothes they wear. That's why I love to stare at the girls from Ayer. Ayer, Massachusetts. They look so pretty in the clothes they wear. Ayer, Massachusetts. Those lovely, lovely girls from Ayer. Ayer, Massachusetts. Ayer, Massachusetts. Ayer, Massachusetts. I love to stare at the girls from Ayer. Ayer, Massachusetts. I love to stare at the girls from Ayer. Ayer, Massachusetts. They look so pretty in the clothes they wear. Ayer, Massachusetts. That's why I love to stare at the girls from Ayer. Ayer, Massachusetts. Ayer, Massachusetts. Those girls from Ayer. Those pretty, 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 pretty girls from Ayer.